وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program and in previous episodes, we were talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran and how the Holy Quran sees a human being as a changing, from the perspective of a changing nature that a human being has. And that Quran designates a plan for the perfection of this being. And we said that according to the verses of the Holy Quran, one important element in this journey is the righteous deeds, and that we should consider some of the verses that talk about examples of the righteous deeds. We were talking about the verse number 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which we had some cases and examples of the righteous deeds. One of them was Tawheed. It started from Tawheed, and then respect for parents and support for the relatives and the orphans and also the needy people, and how we should talk nicely to people in general, not just Muslims, not just believers. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And then it says أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Here comes the role of Salat in all of this. It's very important, Salat, the concept of Salat in Islam. As we talk about the journey of mankind, we should understand also a journey needs something to make it constant and consistent. And that is Salat. I mean, some act that is done regularly at given and regular intervals. And through these acts, we are cultivating different things in ourselves. One of them is willpower. One of them is the peace of mind. One of them is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have, inshallah, episodes separately to talk about the role of Salat in different matters of what defines a human being, both in terms of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the relationship with oneself and also the relationship with others. Some people think Salat is only the relationship with Allah, but I believe Salat secures and reinforces and consolidates our relationship with ourselves and also other human beings as well. As the Quran puts it, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And if you want to be successful in anything, you need sabr, you need patience. And by maintaining salat, you can arrive at that patience. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوَا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Impatient people, the verse says, I'm translating in a general way. The verse says, man by nature is impatient, except for those who observe salat, maintain salat. أَلَّذِينَهُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ جَائِمُونَ. And not just that they pray today and not tomorrow. No, those who maintain salat constantly and continuously, they arrive at a level that they are patient. They are not like those people who are into swings. They have swings of happiness, swings of sadness. No, it gives you some steadiness in life, salat. So we, inshallah, will have some episode to talk more about this, but this much is enough for us now to know that one example of the righteous deed according to the Holy Quran is salat, and in many verses, Quran emphasizes that. And immediately after salat, what we have in the Holy Quran in many cases is zakat, wa atu zakat. Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. Maintain prayer and also give zakat. that part, that share from your wealth that belongs to the needy people. In Khutbah Fadakiya from Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alayha, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated zakat in order for the wealth to circulate in the society. It's very important. Quran says wealth should not be only restricted to some people. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. Wealth should not be restricted to one class of society. Wealth should be flowing into society, circling in different classes of society. And zakat is something that guarantees that in the overall Islam's plan for social and financial affairs of the society. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion on different cases and examples of righteous deeds according to the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity. We're talking about different cases and examples of righteous deeds according to the verses of the Holy Quran. And we ended up talking about zakat, as it was mentioned in this verse and also in many other verses of the Holy Quran. And we said how important it is to maintain zakat and give charity to people, the share of your wealth that belongs to others. And in another verse, or many other verses, we have the general concept of infaq, giving out, not just zakat in a specific term, but infaq, to give out from one's wealth. This verse is, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Before the moment of death arrives, give out from your money, spend from your money. There are different ways that one can spend from his money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving it to the needy people is a very good choice, but there are other ways that one can invest in his hereafter. You know better than me, building mosques, building schools, building charitable organizations, and helping out in different ways. Sometimes even giving people education is more than giving them bread in different situations. And we have that. We have that proper education that you give to people, or you facilitate that proper education for people, might be even better than just giving or facilitating for them the food. For sure, they need to have the food in order to have the education. But by giving them proper education, you're actually securing a better future for them. Giving them food is good for today, but giving them education actually enables them and empowers them to get themselves out of that situation completely. So there are different ways that you can invest in that spiritual journey from the material assets that you have here. And sometimes even, we will talk about this in coming episodes, that sometimes even a good idea should be given to the person. We have the concept of inspiration of وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فَعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. We inspire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we inspire good ideas to the good servants that we have. So imagine like in the market that some people, they have good ideas and they will have a prosperous business because of a good idea that they had. So it's like that also in the spiritual things. Like for example, a person has money and he doesn't know in what area does the investment has have greater profit. And then, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him and gives him a good idea. And that is one good example of, analogy of how أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فَعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ works. We inspire them with good deeds. They already have the assets, but they don't know what to do. What's the best possible way to spend their money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to give us correct and perfect ideas to spend our money, to spend our youth, to spend our life in the best possible way and to get the best out of our life, inshallah. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, in following episode, we continue the discussion about the examples of righteous deeds in the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.